With WSIU Radio, I'm Brad Palmer. With the NCAA tournament underway, this is the favorite time of year for college basketball fans. In this special report to commemorate Illinois' bicentennial year, Pete Peterson gives us a history lesson on the state's most notable college basketball teams over the years.
March Madness is the perfect occasion during Illinois' bicentennial year to celebrate the rich history of the state's college basketball teams. Since its foundation in 1973, the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association has selected several teams for its Hall of Fame. It's not surprising that the 1963 Loyola Ramblers, the only Illinois team to win the NCAA tournament, headed the IBCA's first class of inductees, but three other college teams were also honored in 1973. They were the 1939 Bradley Braves, the 1943 University of Illinois Big Ten champion, and the undefeated 1946 NAIA champion Southern Illinois Salukis, coached by Abe Martin. A year later, the IBCA selected SIU's 1967 NIT championship team, led by Walt Frazier, for its Hall of Fame.
Salukis have the ball, down by five at 18-13. Frazier, free throw line jumper. Beautiful, just beautiful.
And in 1976, added another NIT champion, the 1957 Bradley Braves. Loyola's 1963 NCAA champion certainly qualifies for the title of Illinois' greatest college basketball team. It had a remarkable season in 1963. The team averaged 92 points a game and finished with a 29-2 record. In the NCAA tournament, it defeated highly ranked teams, including Illinois and Duke, on its way to the championship game against the top-ranked Cincinnati Bearcats, winners of the previous two NCAA tournaments. In one of the most thrilling games in NCAA tournament history, Loyola defeated Cincinnati 60-58 in overtime on a tip-in basket with only 1 second remaining on the clock.
The shot misses, but Rouse tips it in and it's all over. The Ramblers take the NCAA championship in the last few seconds of one of the fastest action jam finals in the sport's history.
There were other Illinois teams that came close to winning the NCAA tournament, including the University of Illinois in 2005.
And Illinois is going to have an experience the school has never experienced in 100 years of basketball. They are going to be playing in the championship game.
Led by former SIU coach Bruce Weber, the 2005 Illini had a record of 37-1 before losing 75-70 in the NCAA final against North Carolina. In an online poll conducted by Sports Illustrated, its readers rated the 2005 basketball Illini as the best team ever not to win an NCAA title. In 1950, the Bradley Braves were the top-ranked team in the country and played in both the NIT and NCAA championship games. After losing to CCNY in the NIT final, Bradley went on to play in the NCAA tournament, where they again lost to CCNY in the tournament final. Bradley and CCNY made history in 1950 by becoming the only teams ever to play in the championship game of both prestigious tournaments. Played in New York, the Bradley-CCNY games were selected as Madison Square Garden's top moment in college basketball. Bradley and CCNY were implicated in a point-shaving scandal the following year, but the Braves recovered, and in 1957, led by future Harlem Globetrotter star Bobby Joe Mason, won the 1957 NIT tournament, the first for an Illinois college since the legendary George Mikan led the IBCA Hall of Fame DePaul team to an NIT title in 1945. In the 1950s, the NIT was regarded as more prestigious than the NCAA tournament, so the victory gave Bradley a claim to the 1957 college basketball championship. Over the years, Bradley has been the most successful Illinois team in the NIT. Its 1938 and 1939 teams played in the first two tournaments in NIT history. After its victory in 1957, Bradley went on to win NIT titles in 1960, 1964, and 1982.
So Bradley has won the NIT for the fourth time, and this their 14th appearance in the tournament. And they finished with a record of 26-10.
Their 1960 championship team was led by Chet Walker, Bradley's all-time leading scorer at the time. He was a teammate of Wilt Chamberlain on the 1966-67 NBA champion Philadelphia 76ers and finished his career with the Chicago Bulls. He was elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2012. Besides Loyola, there have been an impressive number of memorable teams in Illinois college basketball history, including the Wetzel-Saluki SIU team that gained national recognition when it won the NIT in 1967. There have also been an impressive number of successful programs, including the University of Illinois, whose teams have played in 30 NCAA tournaments and 5 Final Fours. But looking back on Illinois college basketball history, it may well be the Bradley Braves that have given the state its most memorable basketball moments. This is Pete Peterson for WSIU Radio.